When the flows in your life are enhanced, the symptoms of Parkinson's will subside. Flow consists of a start to an event, a process whereby the event unfolds, and an ending. It has a beginning, it has a middle, and it has an end. If there's no ending, there's no flow. If there's no middle, if there's no process, flow is obstructed. And if there's no start, there's no opportunity for flow. This week, we focus on the middle component of flow, which is the process of what happens when an event is initiated. More specifically, we will use entrainment as a powerful tool which can be used, I believe, to heal the symptoms of Parkinson's. It's an idea which I have just generated that I believe has enormous potential. Typically, we focus internally and ask, what does my body need? What do I need to give my body in order to be able to get relief from the symptoms of Parkinson's? More medicine, less medicine, a few supplements here or there, some exercise, some good food. What do I need to give to my body to be able to feel better? In other words, the focus is internal. Let's redirect the focus. That's a good place to put it, don't get me wrong. But I believe that by focusing attention on the external realities of our life, we can use the law of entrainment to enable the ability to heal whatever symptoms we might be experiencing that are associated with what is known as Parkinson's disease. First, let me give an explanation of how entrainment works. It's a physical reality which is known throughout all the sciences. If there are a number of different clocks, let's say 50, perhaps 85, perhaps 105 clocks that are beating away, all of which had just been started in the morning in a clock shop, if you wait just a bit, you're going to notice something very remarkable. All of the clocks will begin to chime and beat together. They were started at different times. They were made by different manufacturers. They are different clocks. They have different sounds. You'd think they would be beating at different beats. You'd think they would be beating to their sound of their own drummer, but no. If they're all in the same room together, it's a physical reality that all the clocks will begin to tick and chime at the same time. If you doubt the reality of this, I suggest that you make it a point of visiting a clock shop this week and ask the owner about how entrainment works as he has observed it in his own work. A second example of entrainment. When groups of women tend to hang together, that is, they either live together or they're very, very close friends, it's oftentimes the case that their cycles coincide with one another. That's entrainment too. How does it work? Why does it work? How in the world could that be the case? As it turns out, entrainment is a powerful force indeed. A third example of entrainment. Have you ever gone to a healer? And by that I mean perhaps a body worker or a person who is what is called an energy psychologist, a person who uses their hands by the use of something perhaps called Reiki or perhaps healing touch or perhaps energy medicine to be able to help remove blockages that might be present in your energetic meridians. Have you ever actually seen how a healer works? Well, certainly there are certain techniques that any healer will learn to be able to do what it is that they do. But the truth in telling is that what healers actually do is They clear out any blockages that are present in their own physical bodies first. They may do this through exercise, they may do this through meditation before the patient actually arrives, but they're very dedicated to clearing out whatever obstructions may be present in their own physical body. When the patient then comes, who knows what actually happens, but the truth in telling is that through entrainment, a clear energy field that is held by the healer will entrain into the individual who is the client or the patient. That's actually why the client feels so much better after seeing somebody who was a healer. You see, it really doesn't matter what techniques the healer uses. The real effect turns out to be something called entrainment. Everything connected comes into a divine synchronicity. It is, again, a physical reality. It is a well-known principle in science. We're not talking frou-frou here. We're talking about observable phenomena. So what I want to suggest that we do is think about entrainment as the external manifestations of what may be happening with you and your physical body internally. In other words, whatever symptoms you may be experiencing internally will be manifested in some ways externally in your life. It can be no other way. Here's the formula then that I'm going to propose that we use. The formula is we first acknowledge how the entrainment is manifested physically, externally in your life. And then we simply change the external circumstances so that those new unfrozen circumstances become entrainment opportunities for your physical body. In other words, the symptoms all of a sudden have no more reason to exist because they cannot coexist side by side in an environment that is different. Let's take, for example, several symptoms. And I'd like to offer to you some possibilities of how these symptoms may somehow be manifested in your life. Let's take, for example, constipation. Something is stuck and not flowing through your physical body. What is constipated or what isn't flowing in your life? Are there any pipes that are clogged in your home? When you turn on the faucets, is it the case that water tends to back up in the sink or the bathtub or the wash tub? That's pretty constipated. Wouldn't you agree? Do you find that when you turn on the water at your kitchen sink, that the water does not flow through the pipes as you would prefer? That's pretty constipated. Wouldn't you agree? Must be there's some constipation in those physical pipes in your house. How is constipation evident in the physical reality of how you are living your life today? Chances are, if you are constipated physically in your body, constipation is also evident elsewhere in your life. Look around and ask, where is the flow stuck? Let's take a second example, and that might be freezing. So you're walking effortlessly, and all of a sudden you get stuck. You actually cannot move. Where else is their stuckness in your physical life? Is there furniture that happens to be stuck somewhere in your home that needs to be removed or thrown away? What is frozen in your life that needs to be thawed out? Are there attachments to past experiences that are frozen in your memory that you recycle day in and day out? Thoughts such as, if my father had only, if my mother had only, if I only had the chance when I was 8 years old to, do any of those thoughts resonate with you? A freezing back in time many years ago. Thought forms, experiences that are somehow frozen as if they were meat being held in a frozen state in a freezer. If there is freezing as a symptom for you, perhaps there is something that is frozen in your other reality. What about talking? Is talking a challenge for you? Do you stumble over your words? What are you stumbling over elsewhere in your life? Are you stumbling over work demands or requirements? Are you not quite getting everything done the way you'd like to get them done? Are you stumbling over obstructions in your house or your office? Is there a lot of clutter that you tend to fumble around with as you stumble through trying to go from one task to another? Where is the stumbling in your life that is also obvious? Search through and ask yourself, what is my symptom that is most troubling to me? And now, look elsewhere. Look how that symptom has been entrained to many other aspects of your life. If it's in your body, and if you are experiencing that every day, then I can almost guarantee you that it is elsewhere in your life. Here's then the suggestion that I have to you that I want to also suggest is a golden nugget. Change your external circumstances and the new flow will entrain into your physical body. Isn't that cool? Let me be more specific. If your pipes are clogged up, if your drains are backed up, clear them out. You might want to do it yourself if you're a plumber type, or you might want to call a plumber. Perhaps it's a pretty serious problem. Perhaps you have old pipes in your house that are iron or metal in character, which means they are going to clog up. Perhaps the decision has to be made to replace the pipes. And perhaps you already know this. Might I suggest to you that while that will obviously incur an expense, it will have a profound impact on enabling the entrainment of a greater flow through literally the physical pipes of your house into how the flow actually happens throughout your physical body. Okay, perhaps that's a wild stretch, but quite frankly, I don't think so. I think that when the flow in your life throughout your life all of a sudden begins to manifest, everything will entrain together synergistically. As attachments to the past are cast off and released and discarded, there is more room, there is more opportunity for the flow of the current moment to happen. there is more opportunity to appreciate the full experience of what is happening now. If on the back burner you are continually angry at a relative, at a mother, at a father, at a sibling for their behavior or something that they did either recently or a long time ago, there's not much space or energy left for the new to move in, for the flow to begin to move throughout your life. The idea then is to begin to look around your physical life and to begin to take action on however you may be obstructing the flows in your life. Be they taking in and putting out the garbage, be they turning on and off the faucets that allow you to wash your hands and cook your food and take a shower and brush your teeth, be they turning on and off the electricity, be they turning on and off your computer, be they mowing the yard or getting the yard work done or watering the yard or clearing out the gutters of your house. Where then, I ask you, is the flow in your life stuck? Where is it clogged up? It's time to clear that flow out. Settle in, take a gentle breath in, and let that gentle breath be held for just a couple of seconds. Then let that breath out as you, with your intention, release all of the obstructions and impediments to the flow which you now invite to come in fully, completely, and wholly into your life. Allow full relaxation to occur from the top of your head all the way down to the bottom of the feet of your soles. Sinking in to the core of the earth as you are fully centered, grounded, and relaxed. Scan now your life, how you live your life day in and day out, doing the activities that you do day in and day out, turning on and off faucets. Are there any blockages there? Turning on and off electricity. Are there any blockages there? Any circuits that don't work? Any lights that don't turn on as they are supposed to? When it rains where you live, does the water flow through as it is designed? Or does it clog up? Does it puddle up here and there? Does it make a big mess? When you flush the toilet, is there a flow through so that what needs to be discharged is discharged and released into the septic tank or into the sewer system? Where in your life are there obstructions to effortless flow? Move through your house in your imagination. Are there objects that obstruct your ability to move around your house? Stacks of papers, perhaps? misplaced furniture, perhaps? Is it easy for you to move around your own house, or is it difficult? Are there obstructions that do not need to be there in your house? As the Chinese say, what is the feng shui of your house? Is the energy flowing through your physical house or not? What about going places in your life? Is it a challenge to go where you would like to go if you go by car? Are there challenges with getting the car to start or to move or to stop or to function the way you would like your car to function? Is there an obstruction to flow there? Do you count on friends to take you places or family members? Is there a stuckness there to the flow? Where is there an obstruction to the flow that you would like to see in your life as you live it? You're ready to eat dinner tonight. What obstructions to being able to prepare the food that you would like to eat exist? Is the food there that you would like to eat? If not, what is obstructing the flow of having the food that you would like and need to give to your body? Have you exercised today? If not, what was the obstruction? What was the blockage that prohibited you from getting the opportunity to move your body? Where then is there an obstruction to the flow of your life? As you have thought through answers to the questions that I have raised regarding any obstructions to the flow of your life, run back to the list. Take each one of those obstructions and place those obstructions in front of you now. Visually, place the obstruction in front of you now. Is it a clogged pipe? See it now. Is it a car that won't start? See it now. Is it a family member or friend who is difficult to persuade to take you places? See them now. Is it a gutter that winds up getting so clogged up that the water when it rains will not flow as it should? See that gutter now in front of you, that stuck up gutter. Is it a computer that won't turn on as you would like it to turn on, or once it has turned on will not function the way you need it to function? Place that computer that is stuck in front of your imagination now. Are there any toilets that are problematic, that are obstructing the flow in your life? See that toilet now right in front of you. Place it in your imagination right in front of you now. The toilet that may not be flushing the way you would like it to flush. Faucets that will not flow the way they need to flow. Place them now in your imagination in front of you now. Line up everything that you have thought of that is an obstruction to the flow of your life. Objects, furniture, people, everything. Line them up. Visualize them, see them, know them, feel their presence with you now. All of those blockages that are inhibiting the flow of your life and causing the constipation or the blockages that you may be experiencing physically, whether they be difficulty with talking or mobility challenges like freezing or constipation. Place all of those physical obstructions in your life in front of you with your imagination. And now, in your dominant hand, receive a magical clearing wand. Receive it now, hold it with your hand, and for each of these physical objects or persons, if there are persons that you have envisioned, take your magical clearing wand, charge it up, and lightly touch each of these objects or persons as, with your intention, you ask that they be cleared fully and completely. Each of those obstructions, may they be cleared fully and completely. May the flow in your life be fully, completely, and totally restored. With the clearing wand now, with each of these objects or persons, touch them now, one by one. Touch them ever so lightly. For as they touch in your imagination, may the blockage be totally and completely cleared now. One by one, going through each of the impediments to the flows in your life. One by one, clearing out the obstructions that are creating the physical symptoms you now experience. With your imagination now, release your clearing wand and allow each of these physical objects to return to their homes, wherever they may be, to your roof, to your bathrooms, to your kitchen, to your living room, to your car, to your office. Return them now as the blockages have been cleared. Set your intention to take whatever action may also be necessary now to facilitate the flow of all that you have acknowledged today. It may be necessary for some blockages to get some assistance, like a plumber or an electrician, or a health care practitioner, or a computer consultant, or a feng shui specialist, or a landscaped artist, or a roofer. The magical clearing wand obviously is the first step and may clear some of those blockages here at the outset. It may be a few of the other blockages to the flow in your life may need a little extra boost. The magic of it is the following. Pay attention to what is obstructing the flow in your life. Pay attention. Notice when you realize something that is stuck. And then, clear it out. Take action. Allow that blockage to be released and removed. And once it is, the clearing will entrain into your physical body. You probably have had a lot of people who have said to you, trust me on this. I want to say the same thing. I want to say, give it a try. I suspect you will be pleasantly surprised at the physical outcome that you will experience. Remember the idea. If you are stuck in your physical body that has been entrained to other parts of your body or vice versa, so a way to modify the stuckness that is evident in your physical body is to work externally, to work in other parts of your life, to ignore the physical problem for now, and to work on the stuck-up gutters, the hose that for some reason won't spray out the water that you want it to spray, the toilet that won't work, the pipes that are stuck up. May sound mundane, but I say it is a profound approach to being able to get relief from the symptoms of Parkinson's. Entrainment works for chemists. Entrainment works for physicists. Entrainment works for healers and medical doctors and naturopaths. Make entrainment work for you. It's a powerful force. Why not acknowledge the power of entrainment and use it to your advantage? Start with the physical. Start with the realities that you experience in your day-to-day life. Identify just one thing that you can free up and see what happens. You will be tickled pink. This is Robert Rogers, and this is Parkinson's Recovery. Good day.